Anticipation. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? It's good to be here tonight. This evening's message is really nicely bringing together the last several sermons that I've brought. Now, I'll test my memory. What did I talk of? Right. If you remember, we'll go back to March. Right. In March, I started talking about the Lord's Prayer. Started talking about how the Lord's Prayer was a template for our lives, a template for our everyday living, and a template for us to follow every moment and every step. After that, I moved on to how we as Christians and what we have to do as Christians to become more Christ-like, and we looked a little bit about that. And then today it nicely follows on really with what today is. It is Father's Day. Now, for everyone really, whether they come to church or whether they don't, Father's Day has some significance. Father's Day is a day that generally we remember. It's a day to celebrate. It's a day in which we remember our Father. Now, at some point, a father figure we would have all been able to relate to. Whether our fathers personally are with us now, or whether we are a father, and we're being celebrated. At some point during our lives, Father's Day does have some importance to us. Even if it's just that because of a father, we exist. I think that's a biological fact. Without the father, it's very hard work indeed. So, whether today has been a reflection for you, if you are a father, in your children, maybe giving you a little something, whether it's a cup of tea in the morning, or some other card or gift or something like that, or whether as children you've remembered your father and treated them in such a way. But I want to tell you this evening that Father's Day can be a daily event for each of us. So Father's Day is not just one day in our lives, one day in every year. It can be a daily day in all our lives. In Malachi chapter 2 verses 10, it says, Do we not all have one Father? Did not one God create us? The concept that God is Father is not just something that I've made up specifically for today's message. Just as in earthly fatherhood is from the beginning of our lives, as in we all have a father, our God is the creator, the beginning, the divine, the father of all. How do I know this? Well, quite clearly in Genesis chapter 1 verses 26 to 28, it says, "Then God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds of the sky, over the livestock and over all the wild animals and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." God created each and every one of us. Just from this one scriptural example, we now have God the Father. God the Father of you. God the Father of me. How special are we to him? Our likeness is like him. I know with my children we have an ongoing thing where our Amber's from Tesco's and Chantelle was from Costcutters. Basically we fancied the prams that were outside, so they just came along with the pram. But when I look at my own children, I can see my likeness. I can see my wife's likeness. Our Father in heaven, we have his likeness. Our likeness is of God, is of our Father. That makes me feel special. That should make you feel special. As I've mentioned recently, I've looked at the Lord's Prayer. I've looked at the Lord's Prayer because I felt that this showed us the perfect template, a framework to our life. and its importance for each of us, and how we can use the Lord's Prayer on a daily basis. Can we remember that prayer? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Quite a few times a specific word throughout that prayer is mentioned. It begins with the words, "Our Father." Immediately, this makes it personal. This makes it our God, the Father of each of us. Our Father, hallowed be your name. I have two prospective teachers or children that are going to be eventually working with children as teachers, and I have to do a lot of reading of their work at home for their various courses that they're doing, just proofreading of all the different subjects that they're doing at home. And one of the big things in schools is all these various theories and things like that on how you should be with children when teaching them. And one of the big words is inclusion. And this Father's Day is for each one of us. This Father's Day is a daily day. It's about inclusion for you and for me. It's about grasping the whole concept and accepting that God is Father. In John 1 verses 12, it says, "Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." Children of God. That's saying that each one of us, in accepting him, in believing in our God, has accepted him as Father, has taken and grasped hold of that fatherhood. In Acts 17, verses 28, it says, "For in him we live and move and have our being. For in Him we live and move and have our being. We're all God's children tonight. We're all His sons and daughters. Family is very important. And this evening, you're part of a very big family. A very special family. You're part of God's family. If you've taken on board that commitment to our Father, to our God, in accepting Him, if you've listened to the template of life itself, the template of our life as a Christian, as His sons and daughters, that simple prayer which begins with the words, Our Father. If you use that within your daily lives, not just on Father's Day, every day, we can move, we can live, we can take on a fantastic way of life in living in a great family, the family of God. Is Father's Day to you just once a year? Is our Father's Day just something you remember from time to time? Or is it every day? Is it every moment of your being? Is it how we live? How we move? Do we have that special relationship tonight? That relationship which from the very beginning, when God created man and created woman, wanted each one of us to have. Your Creator, your Father God. Can He be seen in your life? Is He part of your image? Do you have that relationship with our Father? A true framework for living from day to day, from moment to moment. Are your traits resembling your spiritual parenthood? For in Him, every moment, every second, we live and we move. Today is just one day in your life. But it could be every day with your Father. Amen.